Did you know that in a recent study, it was found that about 50% of Americans are seeking their next career move? However, if they got additional training in their jobs, they would prefer to stay. Our guest today is going to talk to us about what that looks like and how you, as an employee or someone you know, could help themselves with additional skills instead of additional degrees. Our guest today is Doris Saverin, the Vice Provost, Colleges, Assessments, and Curriculums at the University of Phoenix. She's been in education for over 23 years, and Doris oversees the strategy for the University of Phoenix academic programs and curriculum design, as well as institutional assessment and faculty. Doris is a first-generation college graduate, and she has seen firsthand the struggles a lack of education can create for families. Doris is passionate about giving back, and she's involved in several initiatives internationally to empower learners across the globe. She earned her MBA from Cleveland State University and is completing her doctorate in management in organizational leadership. Please welcome Doris to the show to talk to us today about a very important topic. Good morning, Doris. Thank you for joining the Teaching Your Toddler podcast. I understand that there have been some shifts in hiring recently based on the University of Phoenix's Career Optimization Index study, showing that about half of Americans are looking for work, but about 70% of them would prefer to stay in their current position if they were given opportunities for more skills. So in the face of that sort of more skills focused, what's driving that shift towards skills-based hiring?
Sure. A few years ago, employers started to struggle in finding talent. So they had openings for quite some time. It started to impact their performance, and they started to relook at the requirements for positions and started to focus on what skills are needed for certain roles and making sure that they paid attention to that and would use that as their hiring recruitment process instead of degrees only. We've also seen innovation. We've seen a lot with AI and ChatGPT and the changes in technology and how that's driving a need for new skill sets and focusing on those skills and who might already have those versus waiting for people to get out of a degree program is some of the shift that's driving that. And then you're right, employees would prefer to stay with organizations they're with if they had opportunities to upskill. So employers are really paying attention to how do we rethink those job descriptions and what we focus on for recruitment for certain jobs, because there is more talent available than what we were seeing when we put that paper ceiling in place with that degree.
So with that, like as AI as an example, it's like technology is moving faster than the degrees can produce people. So they really need those people with those skills immediately.
Yeah. And they're just finding that there are certain skills that are earned, maybe even earned earlier in a degree that people can get to work as well. So it's really paying attention to what's needed as fundamental skills to get the job done. What could we upskill later for future opportunities and really making sure they get that straight so that they can expand their talent pool.
That's great. My son recently went through something just like that. He decided not to go to college. He went through a cybersecurity training program and now he's employable, which is so awesome. And he saved a lot of money that way too. So I understand that you have three tips to help workers and adult students to leverage their skills as they look for career opportunities.
Yes, and degrees are still going to be important for certain career paths, but we encourage every individual to really capture what skills they have, and they start with what were the jobs I've had in the past, what skills was I required to use in those jobs, what job am I currently doing, capture those skills, and then even looking at volunteer projects they've done in the community or local organizations. If they're caretakers, there's a lot of skills that goes with taking care of people, and capturing those and putting those into their LinkedIn profiles or other social media profile so that they can have that in a place that's shareable. We actually, if they're in school, we encourage students to pay attention to what they're covering in classes and capturing that as skills learned too. We provide actual dashboards to students in each course so that they can see when they're demonstrating those skills and done with a course, what they've actually accumulated along the way in real time instead of waiting until the end of the degree to know that they've had a set of skills. And then the third one, and not everybody takes advantage of this opportunity, is when an employer offers upskilling opportunities and training, take advantage of those.
So think outside the box, really, right? Like, and keep your eyes open. Yeah, it sounds like that's a lot of people forget about all those sort of things that they don't think are like quote unquote jobs, right? If they've learned those skills.
So for employers, how can they help retain their talent instead of having half of them walk away if they're all, if half of them are really looking, how do we retain those folks?
Right. I mean, we saw that in Brookings Institute report, and then Career Optimism says this too, that by upskilling and really creating transparency on what the opportunities are in the future. So if I take on a role now, what are my future opportunities in that organization and making that clear? They should also focus on how to identify what skills are truly needed in the organization for each job, and then creating that in a system and is tracking that in a system. So rewriting job descriptions to focus on skills that they're looking for, putting that in the system, tracking what skills they already have with the employees that have already been hired on, and then any open jobs, tracking what skills are needed. Because a lot of times there's people internally in the organization that might have those skills. And if you have that in a system, you're able to then quickly match and give those opportunities internally first. And then I would say the same thing. Third thing is create opportunities for upskilling. It's costly to go out and have to recruit. And a lot of times, if you just invest through training and development or mentoring and other opportunities inside the organization, you can get somebody to the next level faster than you can hire somebody new coming inside.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. So I know you mentioned dashboards. Is that something that people can find? And then where can they find additional information?
So additional information on skills, individuals can go to phoenix.edu slash blog slash skills.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much for talking to us today. This is really helpful.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Teaching Your Toddler podcast with Mary Jo Tinlin. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you'll find us on our website at teachingyourtoddler.com, as well as on Facebook at Teaching Your Toddler, on Instagram, and on Twitter at Teaching Toddler. So join us again, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much.